In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, our culture is very effective at wasting time. I think half the stuff on the internet is there just to waste time. Much of television is there just to waste time. We have video games. We have all kind of things just to waste time. And our culture isn't unique, of course. Throughout all of history, there's been all kind of little time wasters. And I think throughout the world, also other cultures in the world. But what is the greatest waste of time of all? What is the greatest waste of time in all of creation? What is that? The greatest waste of time in all of creation is purgatory. You may ask, Father, how is purgatory a waste of time? For isn't that a place of mercy where God sends the souls who aren't quite ready to see Him? That is correct. For as we know, we have our forgiveness from sins, which we receive in the confessional, but then there's a temporal punishment due to sin. There's a temporal punishment due to sin, which has to be made up. And so, so the temporal punishment due to sin, when we receive our penance, of course, that is symbolic to make up for that. So what is this punishment? Where does it come from? It comes from we have to restore the effects of our sin. So there's the guilt associated with the sin, and then there's the effects that arise from it. And so the guilt is forgiven in the confessional when we make a good confession, or for a venial sin, there's other ways in which it can be forgiven. But then there's the effects of the sin. So if I steal $100 from someone, I can be forgiven of that sin, but then I have to restore that $100 or something equivalent. That's the temporal punishment, we say, is that you have to do that restoration. If I destroy someone's good name through gossip or slander or just outright lies, I can be forgiven of that sin. The guilt is gone, but then I have to undo the sin, the effects of the sin, I'm sorry, and that is I have to try to restore the person's good name. And then again, every sin is an offense of God, towards God. Every sin destroys our friendship with God. And so then we may be forgiven of our sins, but we have to do something to try to restore that friendship. In addition, sins cause changes in the soul. We can get habits or dispositions towards sins. And these are imperfections that also have to be taken away. And this is also what our penance does. And so, although we may be, when we die, not guilty of any sin, these imperfections, these undoing of the effects of sin, which might still remain, have to be done. There are even cases where people have made promises that were never fulfilled. And because of that, they have to remain in purgatory until they are fulfilled. And so this is purgatory, and it is a great mercy from God. You know, souls, the mystics say, and the saints say, that the souls in purgatory, of course, want to be there. It's a place of great suffering, and they willingly go there. And some of the saints even say that they would be willing to suffer even greater pain for God, knowing that this will remove the last vestiges of sin or imperfection in them. You know, our Lord says, be perfect, for your heavenly Father is perfect. You know, sometimes we get the idea that, oh, well, that's good enough. Our Lord doesn't say, be good enough, for your heavenly Father is good enough. We have to be perfect. And so these little effects have to be taken away. And let us not kid ourselves that the pains of purgatory are severe. Saint Padre Pio often said about the pains of purgatory, and, you know, he had a lot of souls from purgatory come to him. He said that more souls of the dead come to him, that is, souls from purgatory come to him, than souls of the living. And I'm sure we've heard stories of the crowds that would be at San Giovanni Rotondo. You'd have to take a ticket to get here a confession, and you have to wait 2 weeks for your confession. That's how many living people would go he would receive so many more souls in purgatory who would visit him. And he said that if you were to take a soul from purgatory, and he said this on a number of occasions, if you were to take a soul from purgatory, and if he were to be thrown into a bonfire, that to that soul, that bonfire would feel like a cool, refreshing bath compared to the pains in purgatory. You know, for us, we think of being thrown into a fire as probably one of the worst pains we could endure. And yet, for the souls in purgatory, that is so much less than what they suffer. And yet, their suffering, although it is important, is not necessary. For we know that there are gifts in this world, the plenary indulgence and partial indulgence, which takes away that temporal punishment. Partial indulgence and plenary indulgence. Now, many of you are familiar with this, but the rules have changed a little bit. You know, sometimes you see the prayers, you know, you do this prayer and it's 200 days plenary or partial indulgence, or 3 years partial indulgence, or 4 quarantines. That was all changed. There's only plenary and partial now. Any partial indulgence is just based upon your fervor in which you do the prayer or the action. That is the degree into which the penalty is removed. A plenary indulgence, of course, removes all the penalty. All of purgatory is removed when it's done properly. Now, first of all, it's important to remember that plenary indulgences can only be applied to the person himself who's doing it, or soul in purgatory. You cannot apply it to another soul, a living soul, only to a soul in purgatory or yourself. And so to get a plenary indulgence, what do you have to do? You have to do the prescribed work, what was said, go to confession within about a week before or a week after, receive communion, do prayers for the Holy Father, which basically consists of an Our Father and a Hail Mary, prayers for the Holy Father's intention, and then also be free from the attachment of sin when you do the actual indulgence to act. Now, it's important to understand that the confession can be used for a number of plenary indulgences, but the communion can only be used for one. You can't use one communion for many plenary indulgences, and your prayers for the Holy Father's intention can only be used for one plenary indulgence. You can only receive, at most, one plenary indulgence a day. You can attempt for many, but you can only receive one. And under the new rules, if you do not fulfill them all, the difficulty oftentimes is to be free from all attachment to sin. If you do not fulfill them all, then the plenary indulgence is reduced to a partial indulgence based upon your fervor. This is another change. Under the old rules, if you didn't get the plenary indulgence, you got nothing. Zero. So now you can get a partial indulgence. There's no limit to the number of partial indulgences you can get a day, but you are limited to just one plenary indulgence a day. And it's important for us to remember this because this is November, the month of the Holy Souls. The Holy Souls in purgatory are suffering right now. And they are helpless. They cannot help themselves. This is partially why it's a waste of time. They are there. And if a soul is there for 1,000 years waiting to be released, when he gets released, does he have a higher place in heaven because he waited those 1,000 years in purgatory, suffering those extreme pains? No. Nothing. There is no merit in purgatory. The time to merit is in this world. The time to merit is in this world. So what are some easy plenary indulgences? There are 4 easy plenary indulgences. I'm sure everyone knows them. And I'm sure if I called, everyone would just be able to say them right out aloud. 30 minutes reading the Bible. 30 minutes before the Blessed Sacrament. The Stations of the Cross are the properly blessed and established stations, and that's basically at every church. And then the Rosary said in a group that is more than one, when you announce the mysteries and before a crucifix. That's basically the family rosary, if you do a family rosary, that covers it. These are the four easy plenary indulgences. Everyone can get them. You can get one a day. It's very easy. And even if you don't, say, make daily Mass for your communion, remember, you still make that intention, and it'll just reduce to a partial indulgence. And I should say, it's important to make that intention every day. That's one of the reasons why we do a morning offering. Because if there are partial indulgences that are that will happen throughout the day, maybe we do a prayer that we don't realize is partially indulgence. There's a lot of partial indulgences where if you just make a sacrifice of something that you enjoy, that's a partial indulgence. If you just make your morning offering and give them to Our Lady so that she can apply them where she sees fit, you'll be receiving and dispensing, really through Our Lady, partial indulgences all throughout the day. And you might not completely realize it, but because you made that intention, you will be. So, these are the four easy plenary indulgences. And here in the beginning of November, there's a fifth one, which can only be applied to the souls in purgatory, and that is, from now until November 8th, from November 2nd to the 8th, if you visit a cemetery and you just say a prayer for the deceased, it can be a mental prayer. It can be the simplest prayer. It's a plenary indulgence. Of course, you have to fulfill the other requirements. Again, and this is for the souls in purgatory because this is the month of the holy souls in purgatory. And so it's important for us to remember this and remember the holy souls. For their time can be a very long time. You know, before I preached about the sense of time. You know, we can, sometimes time passes so fast for us here in this world because our body, our intellect is weakened, dimmed, and our will is weakened because of the fall. The souls in purgatory don't suffer that. And so their sense of time, and actually the souls in heaven also, their sense of time is very acute. We have some witness of the saints, like St. John Bosco, who experienced purgatory for a few moments, and they thought it was like an hour. And their guardian angel would say, no, you only experienced 15 seconds. Because the soul becomes so acute on time, so sensitive to the passing of time, that it seems like a long time. And so even though a soul in purgatory might have to be there for 100 years or 300 years or something, for them, remember, they don't sleep, and their sense of time is far more acute, so it is even longer for them in a sense. And so it's important for us to remember the souls in purgatory and to pray for them. They cannot help themselves. They rely on our prayers alone. So it is a great gift for us to be able to pray for them. God didn't have to reveal the existence of purgatory to us or give us the ability to pray for them. He could have just left them there. But He wants us to offer our prayers for them. You know, I said earlier that a soul in purgatory doesn't merit anything for his sufferings in purgatory. But for us, when we do prayers for them, or for ourselves, we may earn for them a plenary indulgence, and they are then released and go to heaven. But for us, that is also a merit. We get grace for that, for loving them, for having mercy on them. God gives us additional grace. And that soul that goes to heaven, it is well established by the mystics and the opinion of the theologians that the soul knows who was their benefactor, who was the one who gave them the grace to be freed from purgatory. that those souls in heaven and even the souls in purgatory who might receive a little bit of grace, they know who prayed for them. And they pray for you. They pray for those who have helped them. And so, it's important for us to remember the souls in purgatory, for their time in purgatory is wasted. It is a waste of time. There is no need for them to be there. And any sufferings they endure, they get no benefit from. So let us not waste time. Let us take the time that has been given to us in this world, especially in this month of November, to remember this truth. Let us use our time wisely to pray for the souls in purgatory, to get plenary and partial indulgences for them and also for ourselves. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.